The controversial issue of food irradiation is back on the Food and Drug Administration's table. Currently, the FDA requires that when food is irradiated, both the logo and some kind of statement, like treated by irradiation, appear on food packaging. Now the FDA is asking if we should be using alternative wording that would still convey the facts, but not be perceived as a warning. Pro-irradiation groups argue that labeling of any kind is unnecessary. They claim that it's just a process like cooking, that there's nothing scary about it. But I disagree. I think it's important for us to acknowledge the steps that we go through to make our food safe. The primary purpose of irradiation is to prolong shelf life and to eliminate some of the harmful bacteria that taint our food. This is a good thing, but in addition to killing off dangerous microorganisms like E. coli and Salmonella, irradiation also kills off the friendly bacteria and enzymes that our bodies need to function. It's this friendly bacteria that produces an odor that warns us when food begins to spoil. It's important to acknowledge that irradiation isn't some silver bullet that's going to save us from the evils of tainted food. Truth is that it was never meant to be a substitute for common sense. Using proper sanitation, adequate packaging, storage, and preparation are the keys to a safe food supply. This isn't new. Proper food preparation has been a central part of our religious and cultural heritage for thousands of years. Many religions have very strict laws that deal with the kinds of food we're supposed to eat and how those foods are supposed to be prepared, and with good reason. Let's face it, we are what we eat. Every time we allow another process or another additive to come between us and our food, we distance ourselves from it. We've altered many of our foods so much that sometimes I wonder if they have any food value left at all. If we're going to continue along this road, then we should put up adequate road signs that at least let us know where we're headed.